With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. Aurora is by far the most ethnically diverse city in Colorado, and last month's attack at a movie theater has left many of the city's immigrants and refugees confused and afraid. They aren't sure what's really going on. Enter the Aurora Mental Health Center, which has long worked with local police to develop closer ties with these communities. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports on how that effort is paying off during this difficult time.
On a recent evening, immigrants and refugees speaking seven different languages filled a meeting room at the Aurora Mental Health Center. With plates of vegetarian samosas on their laps and translation headphones in their ears, they listened to City Councilwoman Melissa Miller try to describe the tragedy occurring in their city.
I want to preface what I'm telling you that this is a very random act that occurred. This is not something that is a normal thing to happen in any community across the country.
This is probably the first chance some people in this room have had to get reliable news of the shooting. For those unable to read English language papers or understand American TV, the information has trickled down through overseas websites or crawled through the grapevine of gossip. December Pa came to translate the meeting into Karenni for people from Burma.
Oh, that is the horrible event. Everyone say it is scary.
Like many who fled Burma, Pa spent her childhood hiding in the jungle, running from the sound of bombs as rebels fought the government. Hearing that suspected shooter James Holmes allegedly filled his apartment with explosives brought back those painful memories.
My neighbors, they say, where is that apartment? Is that close to us? So they're very, very scared of where is that? Is that close to us?
The buildings around Holmes' apartment are indeed filled with newcomers, Latin American immigrants and refugees from across the world. Mara Kalin is a psychiatrist at the Mental Health Center. She says living in a new culture is scary enough without events like this.
A lot of people who were born elsewhere think of America as quite a dangerous place. And so when something like this happens, it can reinforce people's fears about being in this new country.
The Mental Health Center was working to address some of these fears well before the shooting. It's part of a long-running effort to make newcomers feel at home in Aurora. The center has organized neighborhood watches to help immigrants and refugees have a say in their security and develop relationships between people from different countries. The Aurora Police Department's been a big part of this effort. Back in June, officers spent an evening introducing newcomers to their procedures.
A person that is under the influence cannot usually follow directions, and they usually lose their balance.
As this group learns what happens during a sobriety stop, other newcomers are learning about domestic violence calls and how to get translation help from 911. Watching it all, Aurora Police Chief Daniel Oates says his department is committed to building ties.
There are so many challenges. Just when it comes to delivering basic core police services, if these various and disparate ethnic immigrant groups don't trust us, we can't help them.
At the time, Oates admitted he didn't have a clear goal for the effort.
Who knows how it'll pay off tomorrow? We may have a missing kid tomorrow. And if we can't mobilize the community that that child came from, that child will be that much more at risk. So these relationships, who knows how the investment will pay off down the road?
Not with a missing child investigation, as it turns out, but with the smooth evacuation of people living near the suspect's apartment building. That's according to Jenny Poole Radway, who spearheads the Aurora Mental Health Center's community integration effort. A lot of the people evacuated that night were immigrants.
People weren't as frightened because they've already had interactions, positive interactions with the police department, where then they can say, okay, there's a job happening and I don't know all the details, but I trust what's happening and that I'm not in trouble.
Poole Radway says ongoing confusion about the shooting does highlight the need for better emergency communications with non-English speaking residents, something officials in Aurora were already working on. For instance, word of the public vigil never reached immigrant communities, leaving many feeling left out. Now they're planning their own event. At last week's community meeting, Poole Radway solicited ideas.
That sounds lovely. What kind of flowers? What do we do with them?
Poole Radway says it's a little amazing that people who are often afraid of the authorities actually want to organize an event to thank police.
I think it's important for their process as well of being a part of this community to be able to say, this is what we're doing because we care as well.
North Aurora's many diverse communities will gather to remember the victims and thank the officers who responded to the shooting on August 18th. As recent arrivals in America, they're preparing to take on their new country's sorrows as well as its opportunities. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.